It's Tuesday morning. That means we check in with Mick from Montague Webworks, who's here in the Bear Country studios this morning. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
I'm fine.
I'm dandy as usual.
I know we're going online this morning, but where are we going online? That's the question.
Well, you know, tomorrow, I can't say it today, but I'll say happy Groundhog's Day, Kevin.
Now, when it comes to the list of holidays on the order of importance, is this at the top of the list for you?
No, it's pretty low. But,
yeah, me too.
But it is.
It was a good movie.
It's a great movie. Bill Murray was at his peak in that movie, I think. That was awesome. But it is an important holiday, and it used to be very, very important.
Mm-hmm.
There is a long history to it. It's a cross-quarter day.
Now, what does that mean exactly, cross-quarter?
Well, you know, we have four seasons.
Yep.
And there are quarters of the year, so this one crosses one of the quarters. It's the halfway point. We are, as of tomorrow, exactly halfway through winter.
Thank you know
Although
who.
You'd be hard-pressed to see that if you looked out your window.
Exactly.
So, yeah, the Celtics considered this to be the beginning of the year for them.
Mm-hmm.
Because there were farmers and a lot of other societies as well. So it was a very, very important day. It was essentially New Year's Day for them.
Gotcha.
Because if they went by the agrarian calendar. So the website, one of the three websites of the week this week is groundhog.org. And that is, who's the one, what is Groundhog Day all about in this country?
Punxsutawney Phil.
That's right. So he's
that's his own website.
That's his own website.
Groundhogday.org?
Just groundhog.org.
Oh, just groundhog.org, okay.
Right, right. And it's the town, Punxsutawney, and they go, this is the 125th anniversary of them watching Phil come out of the ground.
Yeah, you see the guy next to Phil, he's got the big top hat on.
That's right.
I remember.
And it's a whole thing. It's a whole thing. So you go there, you check it out, and they don't give you too much of the history of the day itself, what it means historically, but more about Phil and, you know, in Punxsutawney,
gotcha.
Pennsylvania.
Yes.
And it's a bit of a hoot, and you see that on the homepage is a photo of about 20 of these guys all in top hats, like all the past.
I think they drink a lot down there.
They must. It's a cold day, and I'm sure that they're going to be knee-deep in snow down there.
They're going to be looking for reasons, yes. All right. Okay, and what else do we have going
so
on?
So what else? February is Black History Month.
Right.
Started yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I would suggest checking out biography.com/blackhistory.
Okay.
And they got a lot of good stuff there about Martin Luther King Jr., of course,
mm-hmm.
the Apollo Theater, which is an important venue in New York City, and, of course, Barack Obama.
Yep.
That is something that you could do. Maybe if you have a snow day today or tomorrow, you can check that out, read up all about that. And then, of course, Sunday is Super Bowl XLV.
Do you know what that is?
That's 45.
Correct.
That's right.
Super Bowl 45
That's
already.
Right. Yeah.
Now, before we discuss, you know, the game and what websites to hit for Super Bowl, I mean, do you have any favorites in this upcoming game?
Well, I don't. Neither of them are really my favorites.
Yeah,
I mean,
me too.
You know, I'm in New England. I came from New York, so I have those two. But I remember as a kid that my dad was a big Packers fan. So,
okay.
So I lean on that.
I think a lot of people are in this area. They're leaning on the green.
Yeah, leaning on the green. also, Steelers. It just sounds sort of like, you know, I don't know.
They've won too much lately.
Really?
Yeah. We're going to balance it out a little bit and have Green Bay win this Sunday.
I like balance. I like balance.
Balance is good.
I like green. So, of course, you would go to NFL.com. I think that's really the place to go. There's a lot of other sites out there, but NFL.com has a lot of pre-stuff. You can go ahead, watch a lot of interviews, do some most valuable player balloting, watch videos, and get on their Twitter feed and get on the inside scoop on the Super Bowl coming up.
A lot of links there, too. They'll have after Sunday. They'll have all the commercials that they play during the Super Bowl.
That's right.
You'll be able to view them all again,
mm-hmm.
and you know, figure out which one is your favorite.
That's right. And during the game, of course, they'll have the scores. So if you don't have access to your TV or don't have cable or whatever, you can just watch there, and they'll have updates flashed on your screen. The score and
or you can listen to Bear Country 95.3.
It's going
to
be playing here.
Yep, we're going to be airing Super Bowl 45 this upcoming Sunday.
Nice. Well, good for you guys.
Mick from Montague Webworks. Remember, Montague Webworks is on our Save 30% store over at the Bear Country website. That's bear953.com. You can buy gift certificates to Montague Webworks. What can people redeem these gift certificates for?
They can buy a new website with it. We have specials all the time. And if they want to renew their website hosting, they can also buy them there. We send them an invoice. And
mm-hmm.
if they take it upon themselves to get a certificate, then we'll honor that.
Certificates at a 30% discount from Montague Webworks. You find them online at bear953.com. I'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Yes, we will.